Shalom, brothers and sisters. What another wonderful day that the Lord has given us to have fellowship online from different parts of the globe. What a wonderful God he is. Praise be to God. So today will be my last day of sharing on the series that we have been looking at on the story of Naaman. So today I'm concluding. I would like to thank you so very much for the support that you've given me throughout the week, the encouragement and your prayers that you've been praying for me. May the Lord continue blessing you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So for today, we are going to open the Bible. We'll begin with 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Yesterday, I deliberately skipped this as we are looking at the scriptures so that we can have a look at it today. So we can turn to that scripture, 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Praise be to God. So the Bible reads, "And Naaman said, Shall there not then, I pray thee, be given to thy servant two mules barren of earth? For thy servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offering, nor sacrifice unto other gods, but unto the Lord. In this thing the Lord pardon thy servant, that when my master goeth into the house of Rimmon to worship there, and he leaneth on my hand, and I bow myself in the house of Rimmon. When I bow down in the house of Rimmon, the Lord pardon thy servant in this thing." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Shall we just pray? Our dear Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, thank you so very much, O Lord, for being with us. Oh Lord, in this fellowship that we've been having online, thank you that you've been guiding us, oh Lord, from day one of the series, and now we are coming to the conclusion. Lord, I pray that the sharing shall be a blessing. May you continue blessing everyone, Lord, that is hearing, oh Father God, this sermon. Thank you for all my brothers and sisters on this platform. Continue blessing them, Lord. Strengthen them. Give them victory in their lives, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. They that could be passing through different challenges in life, oh God, I pray, Father, may you meet their needs, oh Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Glory to God. So today we are finalizing. So we want to see this also an important thing that happened here. We know after Naaman was healed, he was so very happy. At least he went back to the prophet. He wanted to give him at least some gifts. He went to give him some presents for the healing that he had received, and was glad that now he had known, according to his confession, that now I've known that there's no God in all the earth except in Israel. So there's something that God did in the life of Naaman. This miracle made Naaman to know that there was a God. And that's the purpose of miracles. Miracles should lead people to know God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So this was wonderful that this led to Naaman knowing God. And we have seen from the background that this was a great man. He was a rich man. He was a famous man. He was known to be a very powerful man. Yes, so in his public life, the people knew him to be a great man. But yet, he had a problem in his private life. He had a problem of leprosy. Yeah, but then he couldn't keep it for a long time. And we thank God that when the solution was given, he responded and he went to get his blessing. So this man, he wasn't an Israelite. Yes, he was an outsider. Yes, but in verse 1, we saw that God actually had given him the power so that he was able to deliver Syria. Yes, so God can use different people, sometimes even people who don't know him, for his purpose. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So this man, the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria through this man, though this man never knew God. So somebody can be rich, can be powerful, can be a great man, but somebody may not know God. So now when we get to the feather of this story, we find initially we were looking at the problem. The problem was lepros. But today we are concluding. We have talked about the solution. We see that there was a solution. The solution to this lepros was healing through the prophet of God. So this man received the healing to his problem that he had. After that, he took a step of getting the message that there's a prophet in Samaria. So he took a step, and when he obeyed the instructions of dipping himself into River Jordan 7 times, when he humbled himself, eventually he was able to get the healing. Praise be to God. So now, after the healing has taken place, he just didn't want just to be quiet about it. He wanted to go and thank this servant of God. So he took a step to go to the servant of the Lord, the prophet of God, and he went to present the gifts. But then the prophet of God was not interested in the gifts. And that is a lot of money if we are to convert it into money today. But the servant of God, the prophet of God, had the integrity, because that was not the purpose of the healing, to go and get money. It wasn't the time to start getting money from people. But he wanted this man to see that there was a God in Israel. He wanted this man to see, to know that there was a prophet in Israel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So he refused to get that. But then Naaman, even though the servant of God refused to get these gifts, Naaman didn't just stop there. He said, then I think, would you not just give me the soil? I'll need the soil, even just 2 mule load of soil. It can make a difference. So he got that, and he made a vow that he was not going to worship any other gods. Yes, so there's something that had happened in the life of Naaman. There was a transformation that took place, and he took action after that he had seen that God had cured him. So he wanted, where he was going, he goes with a blessing. So now that he could not remain in Israel, he wanted to get the soil so that Israel could go with him where he was going. So he wanted to continue worshiping the God of Israel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So there are so many reasons why sometimes God wants us to pass through problems or sufferings. So this was a great man, but he had not known God. Was very powerful, he didn't know God, but the suffering, the leprosy that which he had, it made it possible for him to come and know God. So sometimes when you're in a comfort zone, it becomes as a mask. You may not know God, you may not see the hand of God, you may not appreciate the greatness of God. So when the comfort zone is removed, there's a difference that happens in life. So with Naaman, because of the problem, it made him to seek God. And after that, he humbled himself. He saw the hand of God and he was cured from this troublesome disease, the leprosy. We see also in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 12, the Bible tells us something that the Lord was saying to the children of Israel, was warning them something. Actually, when you start from 11 there, what was telling them to say, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy heads and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. So we don't have to forget the Lord. We need to keep his word. We need to obey the word of God always. It was a good thing that Naaman did, though it was a symbolic. He got two new loads of the soil from Israel, so that he keeps remembering as he goes there that there's a living God, so that he continues worshiping this God who had prospered him with good health, who had taken away the leprosy that troubled him. Yes, in verse 15 of Deuteronomy 8, there's something here in verse 15. The Bible says, who led thee through that great, terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water? Who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint? Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy latter end? For sometimes God makes us pass through the wilderness. He makes us pass through different challenges so that we can receive the good at the latter end. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we shouldn't be complaining when we pass through troubles. We know that those things are not permanent. When we are passing through challenges, you should be able to remember that is the God of the mountains and is also the God of the valleys. Yes, and these things are just seasonal. You can be in pain today, but tomorrow you may not be in pain. You may be sick today, tomorrow you may not be sick. You may have a certain challenge in life today, tomorrow you may not have it. You may be lacking today, tomorrow the Lord can provide, because he's Jehovah Jireh, the provider. So you might be weeping today, but Psalms 30 verse 5 tells us that their weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So let's trust in the Lord. As the Bible says, trust in the Lord and do not lean to your own understanding. So we should be people who are trusting in the Lord and not leaning to our own understanding. When Naaman trusted in the Lord, he saw the hand of God and he was cured of his leprosy. In Genesis 8, verse 22, the Bible says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. So there's time for everything. So we might be passing through a challenging time today. You might be passing through a troublesome moment, but that is just for a season. It's just for a time. It's going to change. It cannot be permanent. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So let's be like eagles, as the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So let's be waiting upon the Lord. And I like what an eagle does. When the eagle sees a storm, it actually follows where that storm is and is able to fly above the storm with little effort. So storms actually help us to go higher. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So let's trust in the Lord. He will lift us up in whatever challenges that we meet. Praise the Lord. And let's remember that we are living epistles to be read of all men. We are testimonies. Naaman wanted to carry the testimony with him to Syria. Yes, even us, we need to have testimonies of what the Lord has done. Just like the woman at the well, when Jesus Christ touched her life, revealed the secrets of her heart, then she realized that he was a great servant of the Lord. And Jesus revealed to her that he was the Messiah. The life of that woman was no longer the same. And she didn't stay there. She went to testify. She went to tell the people to say, come and see. There's a man here who has told me what I've been doing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So when God touches somebody's life cannot be the same. A person is transformed. And the Bible says we should not be conformed to this world, but we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So when Jesus touches us, our minds get renewed. We are no longer the same. So this woman went to testify. She was not ashamed. And we shall not be ashamed to testify of the Lord. We shall walk with boldness, as bold as lions, testifying of the goodness of the Lord in our homes, in our workplaces, in different places where we can be. We shall testify. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just like Naaman wanted to go with a witness, with a testimony that there's a living God. He has known that there's a living God, and he was not going to worship any other God apart from the living God that which he found. Praise be to God. And even us, as we have been promised in the scriptures, when we go to Acts 1 verse 8, that you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost of the earth. We need really to be witnesses, living epistles to be read of all men. Praise be to God. So with this, we come to the end of this sharing. May the Lord God Almighty keep blessing you every day. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend. Shalom, shalom. Amen.